visiting with Debbie Turner. Debbie, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about your cancer journey. You were first diagnosed, what, almost 12 years ago?
Yes, I figured it out 11 years, 8 months, and 3 days. Who's counting?
It's one of those days you never forget, isn't it?
Right. You don't forget the day you're diagnosed.
Tell us about what prompted you to go get tested, and then tell us, you know, the journey after you were diagnosed.
Well, I've always been faithful for getting the mammograms done because I've had a history of cancer in my family. I've lost my mother and my grandmother. My grandmother, we think, was breast cancer. But I've always been very faithful about getting the mammograms, and they discovered it during just the routine mammogram. I had no clue. And it was ironic, the day they discovered it was the funeral for my cousin who died of breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, no, this can't be right.
Yeah.
You know, this is a joke. But they were right, and I had an early diagnosis, and I had to complete radiation and 5 years of chemo pills. And I just this year was released from my cancer doctor to just have regular checkups with my regular doctor.
Oh,
so they stick with you a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long journey.
What was, you know, of course, you had a long history in your family of cancer. I don't want to ever say it's easy to take the news.
No.
But did it prepare you? Were you kind of excited?
No, I think it just made me want to wait till I was 100% sure before I shared it, because we had gone through this cancer journey so many times in our family. I didn't want to unnecessarily burden everybody, and I kept it to myself until I was 100% sure this is breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And then I told people.
Tell us about your journey, you know, and your dealings with the American Cancer Society throughout this whole ordeal.
Well, the main contact I've had with them would be through the Relay for Life and doing the walks. I'm not on a team, but I know many, many people there on the teams. And by going to the walks, I surround myself with people that are on the same journey, that have lost people or are on their own journey. And as long as we keep everyone that's gone before us and everyone that's struggling in our hearts, they're there with us that day walking. I've always said we're all walking each other home, and you don't feel it any more so than the day of the cancer walk. When you walk around that track, take your own pace, your own speed, stop wherever you want and reflect, and you feel the presence. If you keep these people in your heart, they never go away. They're always with you. And the cancer, the support from the cancer walk is something you just can't describe. It's just there.
Yeah, it's kind of like a family reunion in a way, isn't it?
It really is. I belong to a group, a breast cancer support group through St. Mary's Hospital, and we jokingly call ourselves breast friends, and we try to meet there and walk together. And if people wanted to join that group, they could contact St. Mary's Hospital to find out more information, but we basically just meet here and there and have coffee and talk and share. But the support of friends and family is just something you can't replace.
Yeah. Now, how can people get a hold of if they want to be a part of the breast cancer support group?
I would call St. Mary's Hospital.
Okay.
And ask them. Go through the hospital there. Tell them you're calling about the breast cancer support group, and they'll give you the information.
What are some of the dealings you had with the American Cancer Society? There's so many different services they provide. What are some of the services?
I wasn't in their need as much as family members. I've used the Cancer Society to help with transportation and to help with medical needs for my mother, my stepdaughter. They were just priceless then. They would step up and help you and arrange transportation and help you as needed.
And the Relay for Life is a key fundraising event to help provide those services, because I think without the Relay for Life, you won't have those services.
Right. It's just, yes, and we need the Relay. We need support. We need people to be there to walk with people. I always find it rewarding to buy the luminaries and put them around the track. And as I'm walking around, I keep saying track. It's just a sidewalk now.
Right.
But as I'm walking around, I look for those people's names, and I see other names as I'm walking around. And instead of being overcome with sadness and grief, I feel like they're there with me.
Okay.
It's a comfort that they're on my journey with me.
Debbie Turner, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.